And be here in the rain in Tórshavn. You've many accolades and you've now got another one. You're now on your own at the top of the leaderboard as Linfield's all-time leading scorer in Europe.
No, it's delighted, to be honest. Once I hit the penalty and then I remembered you saying to me before the game about potentially scoring two goals and going clear leader. I'm privileged. I feel a big attachment to the club now and to sort of put myself up there with all greats at Linfield who are much more prestigious than I am. It's a nice feeling. Probably a bit lucky with the penalty, but you know what to say, fortunate favours the brave. So I'm absolutely delighted. And just towards the end there, I wanted to celebrate with my teammates because we're a real tight-knit team and coaching staff, and it was a nice moment for me. Slightly disappointed that we conceded, but I mean, they're a good side.
What a start. I think it was 51 seconds on the scoreboard there when Chris Kissman's cross met your volley first time into the back of the net.
Yeah, actually, I tell Chrissy to cross it early. He's got a great delivery, and I just gambled. I gamble quite a lot, and sometimes I'm caught offside, but at times I get there, when I gamble, it works out for me, and I just knew with such great delivery, I needed to get some sort of connection on it, and I did do, and like I said, it was an important goal for us. I think potentially it sort of upset them and they came out a bit more aggressive and came at us. But like I said, it was a great ball in from Chris, and I was really happy with my finish.
People who score two goals usually get man of the match, but I think there was a rival for man of the match in our goalkeeper tonight, who on his debut was outstanding.
I think he was absolutely outstanding. I just said to him there for his first game, I mean, he joined us during the week there and he was absolutely top notch and probably kept us in the game. So I shook his hand there and I really commend him on an outstanding performance.
Your close friend Jimmy Callagher's 200th game for Linfield, that's another achievement for one of your close friends, isn't it?
Yeah, Jimmy's one of my best friends in life and outside football too, so I'm delighted for him. We've been through a lot together, and for him to make his 200th appearance for probably his boyhood club is probably a big achievement, and I'm sure with Jimmy there's another at least 200 more.
2-2, on the face of it, not a bad result away in Europe. We now need to try and finish the job at Windsor Park next Thursday.
Yeah, we do. It was a tough game, Andy, to be honest. It's one of the toughest. It's the Faroese. It's the Faroese team I've played. They were aggressive. It just shows you. I mean, I said quite a lot in terms of the context of Irish League football and summer football. They're full time. The start of their season, you could tell they're a bit sharper. And you can tell they were full time, and I think it underpins how much the Irish League need to go full time in summer football, because that was the difference. But listen, we had a great team spirit there. I was stuck in, and we worked our absolute socks off, and it leads us now to Windsor Park, and we look forward to it. Hopefully, the Linfield fans will be behind us, and we hope to encounter another European adventure.
Our new signings are settling in well. Bastian looks good. Shane Lavery's looking good there when he comes on. And obviously the keeper was outstanding. So, everything's looking positive for us at the start of hopefully another successful season.
Yeah, it's early days. But, I mean, you nailed it on the head there. We've been so impressed with our signings. And you've seen when Kirk, Coops and Shane Lavery come on, they were what we needed from our substitutes. They were so sharp. They were quick. They were lively. And it probably changed the dynamic of the game. And that's what we need. We need a big squad because hopefully, as a club, we want to be in most competitions this year and try and win most competitions, and that's what we need. But main thing is we're a tight-knit squad. We all know that there's 2 to 3 players for every position, and we're all right behind each other.
Andy, congratulations on your 2 goals. Congratulations on where you are on the leading board. As you say, just a pity we couldn't see it out with a 2-1 win, but 2-2 and we go again at Windsor Park next week.
Yes, appreciate it, Andy. Thanks very much.
Perfect, man.